Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Big Buck Legends one-on-one podcast.
All right, I think all the levels are set.
Let's go.
Here's your host, Jason Choi.
All right, I love it. We get an opportunity to talk to this man. Always fun to catch up with T. Graham Brown as he joins us now. And T. Graham, it's good to hear from you, buddy. I know Miss Sheila's keeping you busy there, and I know you're living the best life right now, aren't you?
Jason, baby, yes, we're having a blast, man, and Sheila's doing her best to keep me in line.
How many years now with you two?
46.
Wow, congratulations.
We've been together 46 years, man, so she's hung in there with me, man. She's a good one.
Sound like she's your rock,
isn't
she?
She's my number one. Oh, she's my best friend. She's got my back, and it's great to have somebody you can count on, and she's definitely that.
Oh, awesome indeed to hear. And, of course, we're going to talk about something pretty special for you coming up in just a bit. Get to go into the Grand Ole Opry here a little bit, matter of fact, later this week. So we'll talk about that. But what's been happening with you lately? I know you're staying busy with the radio show. You're still out and about touring. And you've done some gospel music over the last couple of years. What's been happening since the last time we caught up with you?
Well, I got to do a fun, maybe the most fun thing I've ever done as far as recording. I went down to Muscle Shoals. I wanted to do a 1960s soul tribute album. I recut a bunch of old 60s soul songs, and I got Tanya's on it, and Dwight Yoakam, and Winona, and Delbert McClinton, and Randy Houser, and Sammy Hagar, and Sam Moore from Sam and Dave, and
wow,
Eddie Floyd, and Little Anthony, and Betty LeVette, and this Christian artist buddy of mine named Zach Williams is on it. So they're going to start releasing tracks from that, I think, next week, maybe.
Next week. That's awesome.
It comes out in August. I think they're going to release three or four tracks before then. And so I'm doing that. I'm having fun, man. Like I said, I get to do what I want to do, and nobody's telling me what to do. That's a great, great feeling.
You know, the last time you and I talked, you were getting ready, and I believe or just started that project going down there to Muscle Shoals, and you told me then how important it is to you as a fan of music to be able to go down there to that studio and do this music down there in Alabama.
Well, it's great. You know, I cut all my hits down there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going down to Muscle Shoals since 84, I guess, and I'm recording stuff. So, yeah, it was great fun and being at Fame, you know, one of the legendary studios down there, and having those players from down there play on it. And it's taken us a long time to finally get it all together. You know, the recording part and getting the duet partners was easy, but dealing with managers, it's taken a long time to get releases from everybody, but it's finally coming out, so I'm happy about that. Getting ready to go in and do a gospel record. I can't say the label, but I'll say it's the biggest gospel label out there.
Oh, wow.
Going to do something for them in probably 6 months or so. And I got a classic country record I want to do. You know, I did that 60 soul tribute record. I want to do a classic country tribute record kind of the same way and do that. And then I got Golly, I'm Behind them doing a regular T. Graham Brown record with new original mm-hmm. stuff on it. So I got like three projects I need to get done here in the next year and a half.
Well, you know, it's funny as you talk about everything you got going on. You talked about the gospel album that you got coming out. Your last one did very well. Wasn't it Grammy nominated?
Yeah, we did. We got a Grammy nomination on that, and that had a bunch of people on it, too. You know, one of the coolest people on that record was the late, great Leon Russell.
Really?
He was on two of the tracks on there.
Wow.
And I did a duet with Vince was on it. And then a bunch of Southern Gospel people were on it, Jason Crabb and mm-hmm. Jimmy Fortune was on it, and Sonya Isaacs, you know, from the Isaacs was on it. Had a bunch of people. And the Oak Ridge Boys did a great job on a couple of tracks. And so, yeah, that was a fun record.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm getting ready to go in and do something like that again.
Oh, that's
T. Graham Brown style.
Oh, that's going to be good. So you know it's going to be some up-tempo stuff on there.
Oh, yeah, we'll probably have horns and, you know, the usual suspects.
Hey, I wanted to ask you real quick on the Soul record, and you talked about Sam Moore and some other people, too. You mentioned Sammy Hagar, and the reason why I bring this up is because last week, I guess, or as we record this, last week they did the CMT Awards, and they did the tribute to Toby Keith. And Sammy came out and sang I Love This Bar with Toby's band, and I thought he knocked it out of the park. I mean, that man, even as age goes on and as hard as he is on his voice, he still sounds great.
Oh, good. I didn't see that, but I'm glad he did a good job.
You need to go see that. You need to look at it. You need to go look at it. It was good. He did a real good job.
Yeah, well, he's a nice guy, too. Yeah. He's a smart guy, too. You know, he's real talented, but he's really smart. He's a great businessman.
Oh, yeah, he's done well. He built a nice little brand with his tequila and sold it off and made a pretty good fortune on that deal. So he's like you. He's out there now doing everything he just wants to do. He doesn't have to worry about the money side of things of it.
Well, that's a really freeing feeling to be able to do what you want to do, man. I've kind of worked my whole career to get to where I can do stuff like that. So I'm happy.
I am looking forward.
Sheila and I are really happy.
I am looking forward to that Soul album. I'm really looking forward to hearing some of those duets on. And like you said, it's coming out here soon. So we look forward to that. You know, one thing, T. Graham Brown, by the way, is here with us. And T, I never realized in all the time that you and I have talked and we've chatted and seen each other a couple of times that you did some acting. I didn't know that you did some acting stuff, and especially one of the movies I loved growing up, because I'm a race car guy, I loved Grease Lightning. And I did not realize that was you in the movie.
Grease Lightning, man, that was down there in Athens, Georgia, when I was living in Athens. That would have been in the mid-70s, mid to late 70s. And, I just went over there and bugged them and bugged them. I was relentless. But, yeah, they let me be in a movie every now and then. I was in a movie the other day. I don't know when it's going to come out, but they dyed my hair black. I wore all black, and I wore a black hat and black sunglasses, and I played Johnny Cash in a scene.
Really?
It was really funny. You'd never know it was me, though, unless you knew it. But I went in and paid this girl's rent. This girl was behind on her rent, and Johnny Cash went in and helped her out, so... It was just a little thing, but it was fun.
That sounds awesome indeed. T. Graham Brown's hanging out with us here today. And, you know, one of the other things, too, that, you know, I've chatted on before, and I'm kind of curious if you've done any more lately. You've done a lot of jingles. You know, we always joke around with T.G. Shepherd about, hey, if you're waking up with that Folgers coffee in the morning. You've done a ton for a lot of companies out there. Have you done anything lately?
Oh, I do stuff every now and then, but not to the degree that I used to. They don't. The jingle business kind of died out. Really, there's not many actual jingles anymore. They license a lot of old songs. If you ever notice commercials, it might be some new drug that's coming out or something, and it'll be an old yacht rock song or some old rock and roll or soul song. But they used to write commercials and cut tracks and like little songs, you know. They were specifically for that. Now that got too expensive, so they license old songs. And but so, no, I don't do as many as I used to, but, God, man, I did. I did Taco Bell, McDonald's, and Hardee's, and Burger King, and KFC, and sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. I did that for 7 years.
Wow.
Coke and Dr. Pepper and 7-Up and Mountain Dew and Budweiser and Stroh's and Miller and Coors and about every car and truck and all kinds of stuff, man. I was selling every kind of product you can imagine.
You sound like a NASCAR driver giving the post-race interview.
Yeah, well, that was about the way it was, you know. I did quite a few.
T. Graham Brown hanging out with us here today. And the big reason why we wanted to catch up with you, I wanted to congratulate you. And as soon as this news came out, I was so happy for you. You were going in as being invited and brought into the family as a member of the Grand Ole Opry. I don't know why it didn't happen sooner, but I'm glad it's happening now. Congratulations on that. How special is that for you?
Ain't that great, man? Yeah. This is the biggest thing that Sheila and I have ever had happen to us, ever. I mean, bigger than any awards or any of that stuff, man. Being a member of the Opry is something we've been wanting for decades, and to finally get to be asked to be a member is just the biggest thing that's ever happened to us. This career, you know, the top of the heap on that, and we're so thankful and grateful that we're going to be members of the Grand Ole Opry, man. It doesn't get any better than that. And Sheila reminded me, she said, Tony, this isn't for just today. This is for the rest of your life. And I went, man, that's right, isn't it? For the rest of my life. So, yeah, man, Vince is going to induct me, and it's going to be a fun night. We're going to celebrate.
Who was it that gave you the announcement? Was it Vince or was it Marty?
No, it was Vince.
Really?
You know, I have that show on Sirius XM.
Yeah.
They made this elaborate ruse to ask me to. The Sirius XM people in New York called me and asked me if I wanted to interview Vince, and I said, of course. So we went down to the Sirius XM studio in Nashville.
Yep, right there at Bridgestone.
They have new studios in the Batman building, in the AT&T building.
Oh, really?
And they have this, they got this venue in there that's probably 100 seats or so, and it's got a stage. And right after we did it, the Black Crows came in and did a show, so bands can come in there and do shows. And so Vince and I were sitting on this stage and singing songs and talking, and then at the end of the interview, he went, by the way, man, how many times have you done the Grand Ole Opry? And I told him, and he said, well, this whole thing's been a setup today. They asked me if come down here and ask you to be a member of the Opry, and I thought he was kidding, because I've been knowing him 40 years, and he's got a great sense of humor. We're always goofing off with each other, and I really did. I thought he's pulling my leg. And he said, no, man, it's real. And I started crying. It was just it was like a weight was lifted off my shoulders. I've been wanting it so long. And when the Opry people walked out, they were hiding out somewhere. And when they walked out and I saw them, I knew it was real. And so it was really sweet. It was a sweet moment.
I was going to say, and then did you get a chance to kind of sit back and realize, okay, I'm going into an elite group of family that has folks that I'm sure you still listen to this day, but you go back and think about your heroes. I know George Jones is one of your heroes too, and everybody else that has stepped inside that circle. But the next time that you go in that circle in May, on May 3rd, here later this week, that'll be the time that you're going to be a member of that family.
Ain't that wild?
Yeah.
You know, it's just sinking in. It's great. It's really, really great. And they're going to throw a big party afterwards. And so the Opry people are really doing it up right and making it special for us. So, yeah, it's awesome, man. I don't know what to say. It's just the coolest thing. I mean, it's the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it doesn't. You know, the only thing more for that, for I'm sure somebody, what you've done and accomplished in your career is the Country Music Hall of Fame, and that's going to be down the road here for you. I know that definitely for sure. But congratulations on it. I was so happy to hear that. You know, when we got the announcement here on it, I told our guys in the office here, I'm like, that one should have happened a long time ago, and I'm so happy for him to go into it. So,
well, congratulations, thanks, Jason. Man, I appreciate that, man.
That is awesome indeed.
I appreciate that.
Now you got to sing that night, right? You got any idea what you're going to sing?
Yeah, I think Sheila wants me to sing When I Call Your Name with Vince, to do a duet with Vince.
Oh, that's
so
going to be awesome.
I'm going to see if I can't do that.
Oh, that'll be probably one that'll sing, be on social media.
Sing Darlene, and I tell it like it is. I'm going to get my son to come out and play drums on Darlene so he can be part of it too. It's going to be fun, man.
That's awesome, man. Hey, congratulations, T. Graham. We appreciate you. Look forward to hopefully seeing you here soon, and we'll definitely all be watching there on May 3rd when you go into the Grand Ole Opry. And our best to Miss Sheila. I know she takes care of you, and we love catching up with both of you there. So congratulations again, my man.
Well, thanks, Jason. Thanks for having me on your show, man. And God bless you, and God bless all your listeners out there.
Well, there you have it, folks. The legendary T. Graham Brown going into the Grand Ole Opry, getting enshrined there, coming up here on May the 3rd later this week. So big deal right there. Looking forward to catching up more with T. Graham. We look forward to catching up more with you fine folks out there. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of our Big Buck Legends one-on-one podcast. Don't forget to share it and tell a friend about us, too. You all be safe. God bless to you, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, son, the party's over.
This has been a Big Buck Legends one-on-one podcast.
Thank you for checking us out, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.
Okay, I need to tell you two things.
A production of Kindred Digital.
In association with Toy Production Services.
All rights reserved.
Big Buck Country 101.5.